and there are four different types. From each four different types, one goes to the kohen like truma. You have to take one tenth from each one of them to give it to the kohen. So I would think echod, the pasuk is echod, one means the whole one. Shelo yito poros. We darshan, you're not allowed to give the kohen a cracked one. For hocho, command the priest to dummy. I would think here, even though it's baked enough that the strings don't come across, but I call upon it, maybe it's called like broken in half. But since it's so soft, you can almost crack it in half, that's not called like one lechem. Kamash malon. Even for lachme toide, that's also called like one lechem, you could be yaitse lachme toide with this. Regular water is good. Yes, that's the chiddush. Even lachme toide also you could be yaitse. Even though I would think here you need mamash to sholem completely, kamash malon, this is also called the sholem complete. What about if you have dough that's misa? Rashi says misa means achlita. It means you have this flour that you boiled it up first. You poured boiling hot water into the flour first. Hamisa, beisham my poitrin. If you make that dough and bake it into bread, you put them in a challah. That's what beisham my holds. Beisham my poitrin. Ubeisilu mechayovin. Beisilu holds no. Misa is also chayiv in challah. Hechlita. What about chalita? That's the same type of a thing also, that you boiled up the wheat, the flour first. We'll soon see what's the difference between misa and chalita. But chalita, the same thing. You have this, the flour that you boiled up. Beishamai mechayovin. Beishamai says, if you make dough out of it now, and make a lechem, you are chayiv in lechem, in chala. Who beisilu poitrin. Beisilu says, no, you potter. So the Mara is Zehu HaMisa V'Yezehu HaChalita. What's the difference between the two? What's called Misa, what's called Chalita? HaMisa means Kemach Shagabi Mugmishin. Mugmishin means you have the hot water there. So you take your flour, the Kemach, and you throw it into the hot water. That's called Misa. You're taking the flour, throwing it into the hot water. What's called HaChalita? That's the opposite way. That's Mugloshim Shagabi Kemach. You take the hot water, and you throw it on top of the flour. But I'll go upon them both the same way. It's a type of a thing that you first boiled up the flour, and now you made it into a dough. So it's a machlekes, is it chayiv and chal or not? Is that called lechem or not? Machlekes beisham and beisilu. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Mishum Aviv, he said the name of his father, Zev is the lifter. Both said have a potter from chala. Whether you made misa, whether you made chalita, they're both potter. The Yamrul, the other ones say no. Zeb is Elechiv. Both is called Lechem. They're both Mechuyim and Chalam. So the Chacham and Marnuchom say like this. Echod Zeb, Yechod Zeb, both of them. Whether you made the dough, first boil the water into the flour, or the flour into the hot water, it depends. Also on Bilfis Potter. If you made it in the frying pan, your potter, it's not called Lechem. So this is a riot to Rish Lakish. Betaner Chayif. But if you made it in a tanner, then you chayiv. It's totally how you bake it later. So this is a riot to Rish Lakish, that if you only baked it in an ilfus, in a frying pan, your potter, it's not called lechem. So you see, lechem has to only be in a tanner. For the Gemara's Talmakasha now. For Tanakam is modna. Maish no amisa, maish na chalita. How come one, the Tanakam says that hamisa beisham is pturim, or beisilu mechayovim, and chalita just the opposite way? For the Gemara, the Chur is the exact same thing. What's the difference whether you threw the hot water into the flour or the flour into the hot water? It's the same chsorin. Is that type of a dough called lechem anat? How could there be a machloikis? One says beisham says potter, and one says beisham says chayiv. How could there be a difference between mitz and chalit? It's the exact same thing. And if the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, v'chein Omer Rav Yehuda, v'tem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, ke machloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu. Avada the pshat is the exact same machloikis. Whether you took the flour and threw it into the hot water, or whether you threw the hot water into the flour, that dough is the exact same type of a dough. So l'monoshoch, either that dough is called lechem and yochayiv, or that dough is not called lechem. We have a machloikis, one says beishami says chayiv, and one says beishami says potter. The teretz is v'tavro, misha shonazu l'shonazu. It's like two different tanoim. And the Tana that learned that Mishnah did not learn this Mishnah. Enochnam is like the two different Tanoim. And each Tana says a different halacha. So therefore there's no stira. But Avada, the halachas are totally zeh b'zeh. If you hold Mises, Chayiv, and Chalom, Avada, Chalut is also Chayiv, and Chalom. You can't make a difference. The Chum say, very good. Echot zev, yechot zev. Oson biyofis, if you made it in a frying pan, potter. The Tanachai, if you made it though later, you baked it in an oven, then you chay. Is the churat yuf to the Rabbi Yechim. This should be a kasha on Rabbi Yechim. Because here we see clearly like Rosh Lakish. If you made it in a frying pan, it's not called lechem. Only what you make in an oven is called lechem. That's not like Rosh Lakish. That's not like Rabbi Yechim. The Tani will learn like this. Maybe if you make this dough, first you boiled it. The pasuk says, no, it has to be lechem. We have Yehuda wine there. Ein lechem el ofer betaner. What's called lechem? Only if it's baked in the taner. For the moral of Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they're both saying the exact same thing. The Tanakhama is saying it's no good, and the Yehuda is saying it's no good. And the Gemara like this. And the Gemara of Yehuda and the Tanakhama. The Yehuda is also a Tanakhama. El alav myself in my seil for sick of a nail. That's the Machlokes. Tanakhama saw my seil for schayovim. The Tanakhama says only.
All right, we'll stop here. Mr. Shum will continue next tape. We'll start again. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Start last Gemara over again. Last Brice was the Neisvei. Hamiso. Last Brice was again. Hamiso. That's the type of a flour that you pour the hot water on it. That's like you cook the flour first. It's Beishamai Poitrim. Beishamai says that from this type of a flour you make a dough, it's Potim in a challah. Ubeisilu Mechayovim. Beisilu says no, it's still called a dough that could become into a lechem. And anything that's called lechem, yimuchuyv in challah. Ha-chalita, what's the loch of chalita? So we'll soon see what's the difference between nisa and chalita. It's really the same type of a thing that you first boiled up the wheat first, the flour first. It's here it says, ha-chalita, just the opposite, that beshame mechayovim. Beshame says if you have this dough that you first boiled it up, if you make it into bread, you are chayv in challah. Or beisilu poitrin, just the opposite like we had before. That here beisilu says, you put this type of a dough cannot become into a lechem. And before by Misa, it said, Beisilu said, you are chayiv in challah. So Gemara later is going to say, this is a stira. Like it's not the exact same thing, Misa and chalita. It's the same thing. You're taking this flour, and you're cooking it up first. Does that make it that it can't become lechem, or doesn't it make it? So how could there be a difference? So Gemara later says that there's two different mandiyomim here. And the one that learns the first thing is not the same mandiyom that says the second halachon. Because these two halachas really are stiris. How could you say that Misa, Beisilu says is mechayiv in challah, and then chalita Beisilu says yepot. That's a stira. Now the Gemara explains. We'll soon say ezel ha-misa v'ezel ha-chalita. What's the difference between a meisa and a chalita? Ha-meisa, meisa means you take the kemach, the flour, shalgabe muglishin. You throw the flour into hot boiling water. That's called meisa. It's the same type of a thing. That first you boil up the flour, and then you knead it, make it into a dough. So it's a shaila, since you first boiled it, cooked it, maybe you can't get a shame lechem. Lechem can only mean if you take the flour, metchila, you had to bake it. But if you cooked it first, that makes it possible it doesn't get a shame lechem. It's potem in achala. Hachalita, what's hachalita? The opposite way. Muglishin shaga bekemach. Means you throw the hot water on top of the flour. But it's the same type of absurd. That this flour, before you baked it, first you cooked it up in hot boiling water. So that's a shaila, could that now come into lechem or not? Reb Yishmael, Reb Yosiyoyme, Mishum Aviv, Zev is the lifter. He says both of them say Yepoter. No, that's a good svara. Both things, since you took this flour first and had a cooking done to it, it can't get a shame lechem anymore. Therefore, it's potem in a challah. For Yamrila, some say no, the opposite way, and we hold like this, that Zev is Elechiv. That Avad, you are Mechuyiv in challah. The fact you first cooked up the dough doesn't mean anything. We always go bust the soifoy. Depends what you're doing with it at the end. So you bake it, it could get a shame lechem. If you don't bake it, it doesn't get a shame lechem. So the Chachom say, Echot zev yechot zev. Whichever way you did to the flour, if you threw the flour into the hot water, or you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends. Also in Biyofis Potter. If later you made a dough out of it, but you didn't bake it in the oven, you rather put it in a frying pan, Biyofis is Potter. That's not called a lechem. So this is going to be the Kashan Rabbi Yechanan. That before Rabbi Yechanan said even biyofis, frying something in a frying pan, is also called lechem. And here it says, no, if you make it in a frying pan, since you did not bake it in the oven, it's potim in a challah, because it doesn't get a shem lechem. Bitaner, let's say at the end you bake it in an oven, then chayiv. You are chayiv in challah, because baking in an oven, that makes it a shem lechem. For the Gemara now. So we'll soon see what this is the kashan of Rabbi Yechanan. But now the Gemara first goes to explain the actual brisa.
For the Gemara of Tanakana, the Spirit of the Tanakama, Maishno Hamiso, Maishno Achalita. How could the Tanakama first say that there's a difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what the halacha of Miser is and what the halacha of Chalita is? That's the Spirit. You can't have two different dinim. The more Maishno Hamiso, Maishno Achalita. What's the difference if you threw the hot water on top of the flour or you threw the flour in the hot water? Lamaisa, this flour was first cooked. So now it's a shayla. If you bake it later, could it get a shem lechem or not? So if you tell me chalita cannot get a shem lechem, how could you say amisa could get a shem lechem? Like at the spirit of the Tanakama, you say Beis Shammai holds that you put it by misa and by chalita you chayiv. That's the spirit. And it's Zadamar Enechanami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Vachainam Rav Yehuda, Vitaim Rav Yeshua, Belevi, Kamachlekis Bezu, Kachmachlekis Bezu. Avazi, the two svars are totally Zebezim. Whatever you hold by Chalita, that when you threw the Kemach, the hot water into the Kemach, is the same thing when you throw the Kemach into the hot water. It's the exact same halacha. The Tavra, the Brisa says two different halachas. The truth is, Misha Shonazu, Lei Shonazu. The one that learned this Brisa does not learn the other Brisa. No, they're two different Tanoim. One Tana holds that this cooking you did to the dough first does not patter it. It still get a shem lechem later. And the other Tana holds, no, it does patter you. But it's not the same Tana. Like, there's a stira to say different halachas between Misa and Chalita. Avada, they both have the exact same halacha. Alright, the Brisa says two different halachas because they're two different Tanoim. But Kovas Magei Tawa Sugis Ketonim Mias. Whether you cook the flour, you put the flour into the hot water, or whether you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends like this. If you make it in a frying pan, it's potter. But if you bake it later in a tana, then you are chayiv and chala. So tomorrow, to the Rabbi Yechanan is a kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan before said, even an ilfis, anytime you have dough, if you bake it in a frying pan, it's also called lechem. But you don't use it in the chama. The chama is the pshat, is the sun. That how do you cook in the sun? You let the pan heat up in the sun and then put the dough on top of this hot pan. That you put it. That's not called lechem. The cold amount of the pan, the frying pan, was heated up by fire. Hot Rabbi Yechanan, that's called lechem. Here it says not like that. Here it says it's only called lechem if it's baked in the oven. But if it's baked in a frying pan, even though it's a dry frying pan, you don't have water inside. About it. If you cook it, everybody holds your potter. And the shayla without water, you're just like heating up the frying pan, or like before, first you put the dough onto the frying pan, and then you heat it up. And here it says your potter, so it's a kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. And if the Gemara nechnami, omolach Rabbi Yechanan tanoihi. I'm taking a mask with my halakha is a machlokes tanoim, and this price attack holds not like me, but I hold like another tana. The tanya we learned like this. I would think that we have such dough, such flour, that first you cooked it up in boiling hot water. That's mis and chalut. Either you threw the hot water on the flour, or you threw the flour into the hot water. I would think, what? Chayav and bachala. Later it could become chay bachala. Like, why not? Talmud Lehm, the pasuk says no lechem. You don't have to have lechem. If I says cooking it in water, that doesn't give it a shem lechem. Anything you cook in water cannot give it a shem lechem. It's not called a moitzi. It's part of a nechala. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein lechem elo ofoi betaner. He says another halacha. What's called lechem? Only something that's baked in the oven. If it's not baked in the oven, it's not called chala. For the Gemara, what's the two shittas here? Rabbi Yehuda, Haino Tanakama, they're both saying the exact same thing. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's only called lechem if it's baked in the oven, and the Chur, that's a Tanakama also. That I would think cooking up the flour could make it into a lechem. Talmud Lehma, Tanakama says lechem. Mash Mosur has to be baked. So what's the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Elo lav, you have to say the shayla is ma'is ilfasiki benayim. That's the nafkamina. If you don't mamish put it into an oven. Again, an oven is usually that you first heat up very good the oven and then you put the dough into the oven. That's called baking it in an oven. An ilfas is not like that. Usually, an ilfas is a frying pan. First, you put the dough into the frying pan and then you put the frying pan on top of the fire. So that's the machlekes. Tanakam is sova ma'is ilfas chayovim. Tanakama says only me'is and chaluta. That means your mama's cooking it up in hot water. So if you only cook it in hot water, that's not called lechem. But once you don't use hot water, once you put it in a frying pan or my surface, that's also called chayim b'chala. That's a pshana Tanakama. Just cooking is no good. But as long as it's like frying in a frying pan in the heat alone without water, it is chayim b'chala. It's called lechem. If you have Yehuda Savi, Yehuda holds no. My surface paturin. You do that clearly. What makes something a lechem only if it's baked in the oven?
if it's not baked in the oven, then it's potter min achala. That's a Yudish Shita. So the kids are, Rabbi Yechon is saying, he holds like the Tanakamo, that ilfis is also called a ma'is alechem. Therefore, yichai b'chala, and it's nageh to us, who wadini b'yoytze matzah, like that. Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, that's maybe this is not pshat. Loi. I tell you, the kuli yalma ma'is ilfis p'turim. Maybe both shitas, Tanakam, many of you, they both hold not like Rabbi Yechon. They both hold like Rish Lakish, I'll tell you. Rish Lakish is svarim. That a ma'is ilfis is p'turim. As long as it's not baked in an oven, it doesn't get a shem lechem. Or frying pan, it's not in the oven, it's potter. For hocho, what's the machoikas on Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Kagoin shechoza v'yofa b'taner, kamiflugi. Here it's a shalot that first you cooked it up. Most usually bagels are like this. The way they make a bagel is they take the dough and first they cook it or fry it in oil, and they cook it in hot water, and then they bake it. So that's the machoikas here. If first you made the meat and the chalit, you cooked it, and then later you put it into the oven to finish off the baking. Since later on you put it into the oven, it is called a lechem. Even though matchila you cooked it, but about at the end the gemar dover was baking it, it gets a shem lechem. And halacha we hold like this: mashla bagel, even though bagels are first cooked and then they bake it, it's mechuyev. It's called a meitzi, and you have to wash. It's mechuyev in chala, because since at the end you baked it, it's called lechem. If you have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ein lechem elohofoy betana mikora. Rabbi Yehuda holds lechem can only be called dough that had nothing else done to it, only it was baked in an oven. If you cooked it up first, even though later you bake it according to Rabbi Yechonon, that's not called a lechem. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It has to be in an oven from the beginning till the end. Over here, v'chivon di mikora lav betana wafuyam. Since here at the beginning you cooked it up, you didn't bake it, lav lechem, it's not called lechem. Omar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? How do you know such a chiddush that lechem is only called if it was baked in an oven from the beginning until the end, no cooking at all? The pasuk says, v'yofu eser noshim lach mechem b'tana rechod. That 10 women, this is by the klala, 10 women will have to bake their bread in one tana. So we darshim lechem ofu b'tana echod kori lechem. It's not baked in one tanner means if it had some other type of a baking, not in a tanner, that doesn't get a shem lechem. Lechem has to be, it was only baked in one tanner from the beginning to the end. I don't know if a mamash means the exact same tanner. Chur just means in a different type of a tanner. Rashi says, what does that mean? You could go in ilfus for tanner. About two different ovens, mamash would be good. Just not two different types. If you use an ilfus first, and then a tanner according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not good. That's not called lechem. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Well, let's just see the two lines, then we'll speak out what the locher is. Ravaita Yosef, Rabov, Rabbi Yosef, Achurud, Rabbi Zeira. Rab and Rabbi Yosef were sitting in the back of Rabbi Zeira. The Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, Kaimad Yulin. Rabbi Zeira was sitting in front of Ula. Omale Rabba le Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Zeira, Boy, in the name of Ula, go ask Ula Sharla. Ask him like this. Hidvik bifnim. If you put the dough in the inside of a frying pan, ve'asiach mibachutz, and you heat it up on the outside, mahu, is that called a ma'isa ilfis? That according to our shlokish, it won't be good? Or maybe that's called a ma'isa tanner already. Since you put the fire on the outside, maybe that's blame to a tanner. Omalei answered back, my amalei, what should I ask Ula? No, you're not asking any question. Di aminalei, if I'm asking this question, omalei, he'll zich answer me, hai niyo ma'isa ilfis. This is zich, the case of a ma'isa ilfis. That's what a ma'isa ilfis is. A ma'aser ilfus is that you put the dough inside the frying pan, and then you put the fire underneath the frying pan. That's the whole frying pan. An oven is usually you have the fire inside the oven, and the dough inside the oven. That's called an oven. A frying pan, that's the whole shot of a frying pan. That's not a tanner, because you have the dough inside the frying pan, and usually you put a frying pan on top of the fire. The fire is underneath it, on the outside. So he said, that's not a shiloh. For sure, that's the case of an ilfus. You know, there's no question to ask. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, you'll be chayi b'chala, but according to Rish Lakish, you'll be potter from chala. Omalei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Zeira, boy, you name Yula, ask Ula this shayla. Hidvik mi b'fnim, yutaka put the oven inside the ilfus. You put the dough inside the ilfus. V'yavuka kenegdei. And you had the fire mamish right next to it. So Rashi learns, v'yavuka kenegdei, milamala, on top of the dough you had the fire. And the heat of the fire is mamish boiling, coming right down into the frying pan. It makes it bake pretty fast. Ma, what would be the luck in this case? Maybe here it's a little bit better. since the fires are right on top of the dome, maybe that's doima to an oven, that the heat comes very good, very close to it fast, maybe it's doima to an oven. A tanner would be, a frying pan would be, where you have the heat underneath the pot. But here you have the heat right on top of the dough, right next to it, maybe that's doima to a tanner. Ask him that shayla. Omle, he answered back, again, my emule, what should I ask him for? The arminule, if I'm going to ask him this question, omle, he'll zicha tell me, roi vaniyam oisim came. That's the way most of the poor people bake that way. So Pasha Rashi says, "Kol my silfus kain." That's also considered in my silfus. Shein lem eitzim lekachum amay lafus. They don't have enough wood. So that's the way to bake it fast in a nilfus. But avada, that's still called a nilfus. As the only thing a tanner is mamish inside the walls of a tanner in an oven and bake inside an oven. Kozeman used a frying pan, whether the fire is underneath, whether the fire is on top. That's also called a my silfus. So, according to Shalom, how should we paskin here? We have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Mashlokish. Is baking in an ilfis called baking? Is it called lechem or it's not called? So, Poshna Gemara b'mashma, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Gemara shlugged up Rabbi Yochanan and said, no, everybody holds here, ilfis is no good. And the machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is only if you bake it again in the oven, is that good or not? So, that's talking the way Rabbi Natan paskins. Yeah, that's where we're rach. And first, that's love. Postik rach resh lokish. Midakom of the kula yama my self is pturim. And we oid the yaster rabbi, these last two shilas also. They asked the shila, is this called an ilfus? Is this called a tanner? Like Rabbi Yechon doesn't make enough to mean. According to Rabbi Yechon, even an ilfus is chayiv belechim. So churat smash, we take a paskin like resh lokish. But the end of the Tosis said, not like that, and aloch is not like that. Aloch, we pass like Rabbi Yechonin. That kol zaman, it's not being cooked in water. Kol zaman is being like baked on a frying pan, in a dry frying pan, it's still called lechem. Like pancakes that would be made in a dry frying pan, that would still be called lechem. As long as it's not cooked in water, just being baked, even in a frying pan, is called lechem. That's the way the Lacharos, we paskin like Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yechanan, that a frying pan is also called. Well, the shayla was, at the beginning of the sugya said, Hasufganim v'yadushanim v'yeskuchitin, v'chalat samasasim du v'turim v'nachalim. And the Gemara said, here it's the Mishnah says, potim in achala. The sufganim, the dushanim, and the eskuchitin. Sufganim, that's like sponge cake. Vadushanim, posh, that's all type of cakes. Hadushanim, posh, just means you have the vash inside the dough. It's like a cake. So Gemara says here, it's potim in achala. Now Rish Lakish says, why is it potim in achala? Because these things weren't baked in an oven. They were only used in a frying pan. Rabbi Yechon said, no, even the frying pan also was mechuyev in challah. The reason why the Mishnah says the potim in a challah is because it was a ma'isa chama. That's where Rabbi Yechon learns. And the loch is like Rabbi Yechon. That kol zaman, you cook it, you bake it in a frying pan or in an oven, even though poshut is cake, it's dushanim, still it's mechuyev in challah. The only time it's potim in a challah is if you cook it up in water. Or else you bake it in a heat that came from the chama, in the sun. You put your frying pan out in the sun, let it get nice and hot, and then put the cake on that and bake. Then you be potim in a chalam. A portion of Gemara says, Claude, that's dufshanim. That's cake l'chur, that means dough, that has honey inside it, like a cake would be. There is mechuyev in chalam, as long as it's baked. And what type of baking? Not even do you need an oven, but even just in a nilfus, in a frying pan, would be mechuyev in chalam. So, Porsche Alok Lamaisa should be that all type of cakes, if you go to bakery that they bake a size, that they use 3 pounds of flour to make a cake, would be Rabbonin is Mechuyev in Chalom, and if they use 5 pounds, a 5 pound cake, would be Mechuyev to take off Chalom, with a bracha, because you have to take off Chalom. The Shalom Hakam Azman is there, not too many people take off Chalom from cake. So, Maisa, they're on Chashuch, and he's the one that's Mekel. Even though Lalok in the Gemara doesn't stim, but the Mechaber interesting, the Mechaber, do you have a chelak, a yordei chelak gimel? Yeah, but the Mechaber interesting, the Mechaber at the beginning is Shin Chof Tess, and yordei here says, Ein chiv chalo ele belechem. You have to have bread to mechay yourself, take off chalo from it. Lefikach hasufganim, dainu rakim, hu asuyim kisvug, means the dough is made very, very thin, like a rakim, very soft, like a sponge. V'yadufshanim, that has like a cake, it's made like it has a honey inside it. V'asukitin, v'heim metugnim b'dvash, p'turim in a challah. Therefore, the potim in a challah. This is the stam mechaber. Doesn't say any reason. It says lechem, that's what's mechuyev in challah. Mashengim, these type of doughs are potim in a challah. Later, the mechaber says that if you bake it, even in an ilfis, it's mechuyev in challah. So Shalom, what's the p'tur here at the beginning? So Rosh Hashulchan wants to learn, the Machab learned is a new p'tur, that these type of things are called cake, they're not lechem, me'etzem hadol. This dough that has like cake, that has sugar, and has honey inside it, that's not called lechem. Therefore, it's potem in a challah. No matter what you do to it, even if you bake it in an oven, also it's potem in a challah. That's what it's a machlokes, yibyech, and a mashlokesh. That's only when you have good dough. Dough that's made from flour and water alone. And now you take this machlokes, what do you have to do with it to make it into lechem? Rosh Lakish shows you dafka after baking in an oven, and yibyech and a loch holds no, even in a frying pan, abi there's no water there, it's also called lechem. But the dough has to be a dough that's called lechem to it. Mashenkin, these things the machaba says poshid. You only chay bechal el belechem, only with bread. Bread means flour and water. The figa has of ganim and adushanim v'yeskitim betukim betvash pturim in a challah. That's the way the Rosh Hashulchan paskins. So Rosh Hashulchan is the one that's maker that says that on cake you're not mechuyev in challah. No matter how much cake you make, even if you make a bakery, it makes a 5 pound a cake, it also be chayiv in challah. There are other people that are machmir. The Chur, the Rosh Hashulchan is pshatom. He's saying pshanim chav, but nesugia doesn't stim. The Chur nesugia, the Chur, it's brought down one Gemara here that the only reason why it's potter here is because either it was baked in the sun, according to Rabbi Yechon, or else because it was cooked. But halacha that we hold baking is chayiv. The Chur cake should be chayiv in challah. So I call upon him the minute to be making on bakeries. At least I don't think any bakeries take off challah. But whoever wants to be machmir, there are some people that are machmir. Right. Amar Rav Asi, Isa Shemaisi Sheni. If you have dough that made from the flour that was Maisi Sheni, is a divrei Rabbi Meir p'tur min achala. According to Rabbi Meir Shita, it's potter min achala. What's Rabbi Meir Shita? Rashi says, Yom Perek Sheni, the Kedushin, Maisi Momen Gevoye. He holds Maisi Sheni is considered Momen Gevoye. It like belongs to Hashem. Just Hashem gave you a head to teed it. Mele p'tur min achala. From such dough, you don't have to take off challah. The forest jar is a seichem ksiv, v'loy shor gevoye. The pasuk says the challah has to belong to you. From your dough, give off challah. Not from dough of ma'isa sheni. Even though you have a right to eat it, but it's called my mom gevoye. The divrei chachom, the chachom hold not like that. They hold ma'isa sheni is called your mom, pure mom. Just a loch, you have to eat it in Yishlaim, that outside Yishlaim, his chayavas b'challah. That's called your dough. The same thing, matzah shor ma'isa sheni. Let's say you make matzah from dough of ma'isa sheni, the same achlokes.